You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, the Rays headed north to Canada to take on the Blue Jays this week. And it's one of those kind of spoiler roll type of series, obviously taking on a division opponent that's right in the thick of things at the top of the American League East. Is that something that the Rays talk about at all, the spoiler roll? Is it too early for that? Is that something that teams in general, do you think, talk about? Like, hey, maybe we're out of it, but let's knock this team out as well.
They hadn't started talking about that yet, but yeah. I'm sure they know. I mean, when you're hovering around 20 below 500, it's, you know, doesn't take a lot of sense to understand your situation. Right now, they're not really talking about it. You know, mostly just talking about winning as many games as they can the rest of the year. I'm sure the more we progress, the more we'll hear them talk about being the spoiler a little bit.
Bobby Wilson back with the team and back with a home run. He struggled a year ago. He was with the Rays a little bit, played in 25 games. The average, I think, was around 145 during that time. This is already his third team in 2016. So obviously he's a catcher who's been around, who bounces from team to team. But he comes through with a big home run on Sunday, and kind of a neat story because even though he's new to the team this year, everybody in that clubhouse knows him, and it must have been good for everyone to kind of see this guy that's obviously been around and suffered through bouncing from team to team come through in a big spot.
Yeah, well, you know, if he had a little bit of offense, he wouldn't be bouncing around because he's very popular in the clubhouse. Everybody likes him. He's just one of those guys. And on top of that, the pitchers love throwing to him. He's a really good defensive catcher. So that's something the pitchers are kind of getting the benefit of now. I think earlier in the year, you know, every two or three starts, you were looking at Hank Conger, and not to dog him too much, but he was not having a good year defensively. And I don't know how much that bothered some of the starters, particularly the fact that he struggled throwing runners out. So Bobby Wilson was definitely welcome back at the clubhouse.
Is Wilson's return kind of another sign of the overall catching issues for this team, though? The fact that they had all the catching options early in the season, it seems like nobody can really stick and take that overall position, be that guy, and now Bobby Wilson's back to be another option. Kind of highlights something that the Rays need to take care of here at some point.
Well, I think it's not a real high bar, a catcher. The position is up for grabs, and I think the front office, you know, their inspiration for going with Conger and Casale. You know, Conger had 10 home runs and 100 at bats last year. Not Conger, Casale. And then bringing Conger aboard, you know, he'd had some home runs in the past and some offense, but I think maybe in hindsight they might end up saying that the Conger at least was not the right move. Casale's defense is not bad. In fact, I think the reason they sent him back down was just basically so he could catch every day, which he would not be doing up here. So I think you'll still see Luke Manley get most of the reps, but it's good to have Bobby Wilson back here.
I think I saw that Chris Archer was one of the pitchers that was, outwardly excited to see Bobby Wilson back. And Archer's numbers have been steadily improving here since the All-Star break. The ERA has kind of dropped from start to start to start, Bill. And Sunday, 6 innings, 3 hits, just an earned run, and 7 strikeouts. He's always had the strikeouts, obviously, all year. But it's clicking now, it seems like, for Chris Archer. Maybe too late, but good as you look ahead and good as you think about a guy that you held on to at the trade deadline.
Well, I think there's a couple of things going on. A, I do think the pitching's pitching better, but I think the catching has gotten sorted out a little bit. I think Bailey has been a plus behind the plate. They like throwing to him as well. And then you've got Kiermaier who returned. And, you know, the way I like to look at Kiermaier is almost like a lockdown cornerback. You know, you put him in there and he takes care of center field and part of right field and left field too. So it really improves the team defensively. And I think having a catcher that, can handle defense a little better really takes some of the, some of the anxiety away from the pitcher.
Yeah, certainly just a comfort level, if nothing else. You talked about outfield and Kiermaier being back. Desmond Jennings heads to the disabled list, but Mikey Matuk is back. He hasn't played since June 20th. Seems like a big stretch from here to the end of the season for a guy like Mikey Matuk, who gave this team such a spark a year ago, Bill, but it's been obviously a disappointing 2016 for him. But there's enough time to kind of turn things around, finish strong, and give himself a good spot as far as this team looks going into 2017.
Yeah, and I think wanting to get a good look at Mikey Matuk probably had a lot to do with their decision to get rid of, you know, trade Guyer, even though I really don't think it was a priority to trade Guyer. I think when they had the opportunity, they said, well, you know, we've got Matuk, and we'd really like to see what he can do. We've seen what he did last September. I think his defense is a little better than Guyer's. I think he's a little more of a natural athlete than Guyer as well. So, I think it'll be interesting to see what he does the rest of the year.
I mentioned Archer pitching well. Jake Odorizzi takes the mound tonight for Game 1 in Toronto, Bill. And obviously he's got the scoreless inning streak going, 20.2 straight innings scoreless, three straight scoreless starts, which I think is a Rays record. It's a tough place to pitch, obviously, Rogers Center against a tough team. If he can go out and throw another, whatever, five, six, seven scoreless innings against this Blue Jays team in Toronto, I mean, then you're talking about a historical run, I feel like.
Yeah, and particularly since he's had some problems. I can't recite the numbers, but he's had some problems in the past pitching in Toronto. And I can't remember if it was he was upset they shut the roof or opened the roof or one or the other. You know, there's theories both ways that you know, the offense is better one way or the other. But he has struggled here, and, you know, as a lot of pitchers have, because it's a really good lineup.
Yeah, good lineup and a good ballpark to hit in, I think, regardless of where the roof is. But hopefully he can keep that streak alive tonight. From Toronto, the Rays head to New York to take on the Yankees. And, Bill, a regular series between two teams that are kind of out of it has now taken on kind of some different meaning on Friday, at least. The opener of that series will be the last game in the career of Alex Rodriguez as a Yankee, at least. I would expect Friday night there will be a good crowd and a full house as far as media goes. What do you expect in the Bronx, which is always it's always a frenzy as far as media goes, but it's going to be A-Rod's last game. I know you're on the other side of it, but I would think you're going to not be able to not take notice of it all.
Well, first, I think it's kind of ironic that his last game is against the Rays, since it feels like about 500 of his home runs have been hit against the Rays. But, you know, it's funny. We've been there for, since I've been covering the Rays, I've been there when Derek Jeter got his 3,000th hit, and then also when they had the memorable game with George, after George Steinbrenner died. It was the first game. And I believe it was the last game that Rivera, I think the Rays played there on the last game. Rivera pitched in Yankee Stadium as well. So I've seen that before while covering the Rays. I have sensed that they're a little bit more forgiving of Rodriguez the last couple of years. You know, I've heard cheers. And, of course, last year he had a nice season. I don't know how much they're booing him this year. But I'm sure they'll give him a nice send-off.
Yeah, and to be honest, I don't think he's played enough to get booed too much this year. But I would think I agree with you. I think it'll be an overall positive atmosphere for A-Rod on Friday night. It'll certainly be something to watch, and you will have good seats in the press box for that one, Bill. Great stuff as always. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.